Faith Gemmel, originally of Arctic Village, said that she couldn't watch what was happening in Standing Rock from Alaska and felt that she needed to come and support the water protectors in any way help was needed.
Every nation, I think, from Alaska is represented with our women.
Gemmel and other organizers decided to send a delegation of women to Standing Rock because she said that women often take the front line of environmental issues and are often the backbone of communities and their struggles.
Mothers, grandmothers, sisters, aunties, daughters. We have a very critical role as caretakers.
Members of the group were chosen because of their various skills they bring to the camp. Some are spiritual leaders and healers. Gemmel also said that some will work in the medical tents or in the kitchen. Some might even be in strategy sessions and on the front line of the conflict.
But we're going to be doing whatever is needed to relieve the people that have been here.
Some of the protectors have been at Standing Rock for several months, and Gemmel said that they are hoping to come in and help relieve those who have been camped out at Standing Rock.
In any kind of fight like this, you need your reinforcements behind you to come in and take the line when you're tired.
Gemmel also said this movement is important to Alaskans.
The ground is literally melting beneath us. The permafrost is melting. We have communities that are looking at being relocated. They need to be relocated like right now, and no one is helping these communities.
Gemmel works with the nonprofit Resisting Environmental Destruction on Indigenous Land out of Anchorage. Red Oil is a sister organization of Indigenous Environmental Network, and they also work with Indigenous People's Power Project. She said they are working with many organizations who help with trainings and direct actions on the front line.
So that's the capacity I'm here, but mainly as a mom. Grandmother.
In Standing Rock, I'm Amanda Frank.